I was like, what have you eaten this week? And she said, a yogurt. And I said, what else? And she said, no, that's it. I've eaten a yogurt in 7 days. And that was the biggest shock. That's one that will always stay in my head. I always remember that. When we first became friends, we would sit with big cups of tea and eat 2-3 packets of biscuits. Because why do it? May as well just eat them all rather than just one or two. Chocolate covered ones. I can remember one Christmas, she got at least 6 boxes of shortbread. We definitely spent at least one Boxing Day eating those. It was great. I didn't notice for a long time. I think it was a case of, it was things like when you offered her something, so you would offer her a biscuit and she would just be like, no, thank you, no, thank you. And it wasn't until probably a few months later that it just suddenly clicked in my head. I realised that she wasn't eating anything, not just the things that I offered her. She just didn't drink or eat anything. She kind of hit rock bottom at Christmas time and I thought, this is it. She can't get any worse. It was affecting my day-to-day life because I was getting increasingly more frustrated and worried. I was like, what are you eating this week?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I can't bury my best friend.
I was like, what are you eating this week?
No, thank you.
No, thank
you. I was terrified that last Christmas she'd be dead. I said it to her and I said, I can't bury my best friend. Don't make me do it. I can't watch you not fighting anymore. Our friendship isn't the same anymore, which is sad. I never thought that I would never have her as a friend. But I, selfishly, some may see it as, but I just can't do it anymore. I can't. You know, it's 6 years this year since it started. I think she would give anything to be in a place where she could sit and eat a pack of biscuits again.